This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. US President Donald Trump has lashed out at Israel and Iran, accusing both sides of violating the ceasefire. Mr. Trump said that he had hauled Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and told to call back Israeli planes that were headed towards Iran. U.S. President warned Israel not to drop bombs on Iran. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said in a statement that it has halted further strikes on Iran following a call between Mr. Netanyahu and President Trump. On the other hand, Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that his country will respect the truce as long as Israel does. The ceasefire between Israel and Iran unraveled within hours of its announcement as both sides launched fresh attacks and accused both others of the violation. Israeli officials confirmed a strike on a radar installation near Tehran in response to three missiles reportedly fired by Iran after the truce had taken effect. Meanwhile, the regional air traffic is gradually resuming. Air India announced the restart of its services to West Asia starting today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed that India has made it evident that no shelter is safe for terrorists who spill the blood of Indians, referring to Operation Sindoor. He added that the world has recently witnessed the strength of India as the operation clearly demonstrated New Delhi's firm and uncompromising policy against terrorism on the global stage. Mr. Modi stated this during the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also said the country is becoming self-reliant in the defence sector, and this shift was clearly evident during Operation Sindoor, where Indian forces compelled the enemy to surrender within 22 minutes using domestically manufactured weapons.
हमारी सेनाओं ने भारत में बने हथियारों से दुश्मन को 22 मिनट में घुटने टेकने के लिए मजबूर कर दिया। मुझे विश्वास है आने वाले समय में मेड इन इंडिया हथियारों का डंका पूरी दुनिया में बजेगा।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that both leaders reaffirmed their shared commitment to further deepen the enhanced strategic partnership between the two countries. Mr. Modi also reiterated India's steadfast commitment to the developed priorities of Mauritius in line with Vision Mahasagar and India's neighbourhood first policy. Both leaders also discussed the ongoing cooperation across a broad range of areas, including development, partnership, capacity building, defence, maritime security, digital infrastructure and people-to-people ties. In a related development, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval today called for the urgent need to shun double standards in the fight against terrorism and to take decisive actions against UN proscribed terrorists and entities. Addressing the 20th meeting of the Security Council Secretaries of Shanghai Cooperation Organization member states in the Beijing, Mr. Doval highlighted the need to reject double standards in the fight against terrorism and to take decisive action against terrorists and dismantle their terror ecosystem. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has carried out comprehensive surveillance at major airports including Delhi and Mumbai. The surveillance revealed multiple deficiencies across the country's aviation ecosystem, and the surveillance covered the multiple critical areas including flight operations, air traffic control, communication, navigation and surveillance system, and pre-flight medical evaluation. In the Edison Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, England won by 5 wickets against India. England were 373 for 5 on the fifth and final day of the first test between India and England at Headingley, Leeds. Host England were chasing a target of 371 runs. Yesterday, India were bowled out for 364 in their second innings following a late collapse in the final session. And the innings featured outstanding centuries from KL Rahul and Rishabh Pant. And that is the end of the news bulletin.